Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is a big week for us. We're very excited. We are like back on the road, man. We're back in the saddle again. On Friday, we're doing a live broadcast from Cache Creek Resort and Casino. So exciting. Very, and please, won't you join us? Cache Creek. We had a bunch of, we had some winners. We got like some nice reserved seating, but this is an open broadcast. So Friday morning, our morning show comes to you from Cache Creek. Please come join us. Let's have some fun. Bring mom. It's Mother's Day weekend.
I'm leaving my house Thursday morning with all my stuff.
Oh, whoa.
Going straight up.
Heading right up.
There's no way I'm going back. You know what I mean?
Oh, you can't. Right. No. Why would you add 4 hours to your trip?
I wouldn't.
Right.
I'm not going to do it.
Not going to that. Yeah. I'll see you out there. We're going to try and have dinner, right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. John's all excited. John is like,
I like Vinny.
John...
Well, I don't, yep. Weirdly, I'm going to have a whole day to kill. So I'm going to, I plan
Come
to
my
eat
house,
with you
get
guys.
The hot tub. Come on over.
I don't know that you guys have cleaned that thing properly.
Oh, that thing is cleaned properly. Are you kidding me? John's in charge of the chemicals. That thing is, and there's
Well, John's
not,
in charge of the damage as well.
Yeah. You think that that's what's happening in there. That is not. That's
oh,
not,
wow. I never thought of that. I don't know if I want to get in now.
Don't think about it.
Well, now that's all I'm going to think about.
No one is invited. No one's invited. Vinny, go hang at Bananas or something. Just forget it.
Sounds dirty.
At large.
Oh, okay.
Mm. The music store.
Yes.
Shame.
They sell guitars, etc.
Yeah.
Hello, Alan. Anyway, all this aside, we're doing a live broadcast on Friday. Mm-hmm. We'd love you to be there. It's going to be super. And in fact, Matt Stout himself, our super producer, is guaranteeing good times.
Yes, yes.
If you have any complaints, please see our super producer, Matt Stout. Details are at RadioAlice.com.
He'd also like to say, please don't call me Matt.
Matt.
It's Maddie. Thanks, Ben. Vinny. Vincenzo.
I
wanted it to sound official.
I'm not
it's
a preference
a guarantee.
Guy. You can, whatever works.
Vinzy Poo.
No, that's not. Okay. There's no.
Oh, Febreze?
There's none of that. Well, Febreze doesn't work either. God.
Oh, you open the door.
My kids are the worst. Ugh.
You mean the best. Thanks for the nickname, Isla. We appreciate it. Not Fresh Breeze, but just Febreze.
It was never Fresh Breeze.
What was it?
Cool Breeze.
It was never that either. It was never any of those things. Okay. Hi. So let's have some fun here. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, they are back. They are reuniting. Feels so good. They are going to co-star in a romantic thriller that does not have a title yet, but it is described as a, quote, propulsive project. I've really never heard anything described as propulsive. What is that? Like, people are going, oh, does that mean this is Speed 3?
It's what I would think of.
Right? Did you know that he wasn't even in Speed 2?
Mm-hmm, it was like, Jason Patrick.
Oh, look at you. I don't even think I saw Speed 2.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I loved the first Speed, though. It was great.
But I'm a celebrity trash guy. I sit across from someone who delivers the news on celebrities daily.
Okay, minigame.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
What year did the original Speed movie come out? This, by the way, this was big for Keanu. I think this was Sandra's big movie, too. Like, I mean, they shot to superstardom with Speed. Keep that bus at over 55 miles an hour or it blows up with everyone on it.
I could be wrong because I'm not up on all of the latest boycotts for sure. But we were talking earlier about Ryan Reynolds and someone who had popularity and he had all the power and he had Hollywood eaten out of his hand. And this latest lawsuit has just ruined all of that energy that he had going. But I would say up on that like high list of just extremely popular, almost can do no wrong, are those two.
You are, I believe that that is a very true statement that you've just made.
Like
right
those
there.
Are two people who've just,
they are, they're in our good graces. in the way that is very, especially like Keanu. Like, he's not a great actor, but there's something so very charming about him. He's not. I'm sorry. I mean, I saw him in Dracula.
Unnecessary, went, though, really. You? Unnecessary, but go on.
And she's very charming. So, but they are beloved.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that...
And they seem to respect it, which is my point earlier, which is don't take it for granted that everyone loves you. At some point... You will wear out that welcome if you're not careful.
Right.
And it appears to be happening to Ryan Reynolds. And it certainly, like...
They're at a level where it could happen to them if they wanted to be jerks about it.
He's great at managing that. Like, they... And I don't know who does it, but the post where, here's Keanu having an ice cream cone on a curb.
Oh, you've seen that meme. That's a good one.
Here's Keanu just eating a sack lunch.
Yeah.
But, you know...
By himself.
Like, that is...
It's so great. He's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well done.
So Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, they're back at it. They've done a couple movies, actually. So just here's a mini game, and this point will count toward the major game that we have coming up here. What year did the original Speed come out? What year?
95.
98.
I'm gonna say 92.
What did you say?
98.
And what? And you said 95.
Yes.
It was 94. That's a point for you, Vinny. Good job. So, their first movie was Speed in 94. Keanu was not back for Speed 2. Sandra was, but they did a movie called The Lake House in 2006, which I want to say.
I don't know that.
I want to say I saw that, and it was about like notes that were getting left somewhere, and one of them was dead or something, or it was like a real tearjerker, like you're mad you watched it because you cried so hard.
Yeah, there was. Let's see here.
I think it was like a magic mailbox.
She leaves a note in the mailbox asking the next tenant to forward her mail and explaining that the painted paw prints on the front walkway were there when she moved in. Blah blah blah. Yeah.
But it's like a mailbox that crosses time or something. Yes, like they're communicating to another.
I don't like it.
Me either. I feel like I did see that. All right, ready for the rest of this?
Oh, there's more.
Oh yeah. It's a game, man. I love games.
Oh, we're still playing a game?
Well, I gave you that one point for that. It was a mini game. That was just a little. Like, when did that movie come out? So then I'm like, when did these other movies come out?
Oh boy. Yeah. All right.
You're gonna love this. I get some game music, please. Super producer.
Playing this a lot.
Maddie Stout. What year did Clueless come out? Alicia Silverstone.
92.
Paul Rudd, 92.
93.
95.
1995 is the exact answer, and that's 2 points for Bob. What year did Napoleon Dynamite come out? Napoleon Dynamite, that's
92.
A good movie. 92.
2003.
2002.
Oh, 2004 is the correct answer. That's a point for Maddie. How about The Social Network? Remember that? That was Justin Timberlake playing Sean Parker. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
2012.
2013.
2011.
2010 is the correct answer. And Vinny, that's a point for you. How about The Sixth Sense? Bruce Willis, Joel Haley, Joel Osment, Haley, Joel, somebody.
99.
98.
2000.
The exact answer is 99. That's another 2 points for Bob, who is now leading with 4 points. Vinny, you have two. Maddie, you have one. Forrest Gump. When did Forrest Gump come out?
92.
93.
91.
94 is the correct answer. That's a point for Bob. When did Mean Girls come out? Come on, you guys. When did Mean Girls come out?
2004.
Okay. Boy, that's, you know what? You got it exactly. See how many of these she can get exactly.
Oh, she got that one
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, she did. I'm not going to mess around. How about The Truman Show? I love The Truman Show. That's Jim Carrey. Like, doesn't know he's grown up in this on this
92.
Television show. 92.
91.
97?
98.
Oh, my gosh.
Bobby's crushing this game. How about Black Swan? That's Natalie Portman in the, and I think Mila Kunis. Yeah.
09.
Oh, 09. Okay. 2009.
I mean, why should we even try?
Oh, wait.
10.
That's the exact right answer, Maddie. 010. How about Gladiator? Russell Crowe, sandals, swords, vengeance. When did Gladiator, the first one, come out?
92.
93.
I'm going to say 95.
The answer is the year 2000. That's another point for Maddie. And here's your final one. There's no chance anyone beats Bob, but here we go. When did The Notebook come out? Ryan Gosling and The Rain. You ain't never, we ain't never going to be over. It ain't over. Finished, whatever.
It wasn't over. It still isn't over.
Still isn't over, yeah.
I don't know. 2005.
Okay.
04.
I'm trying to remember if it was just before or just after Mean Girls. I think it was 05.
It was 04, Vinny. That's two points for you. 4-4. It's a tie.
Oh.
Hold on. It's a tie between the boys, but the winner with 8 points is Bob. Bob!
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Great movies.
Yeah, those are good movies. Those are right, yeah, movies. In the pocket. Like, when did that come out?
I remember the first time I saw every single one of those movies.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Oh. Every single one of them.
Yeah, that, it's like, actually, that list that you chose was crazy.
I'm glad to hear it. Are those, like, landmark, for someone who's 30 years old?
I think just, like, times in my life. Like, I remember going to see The Social Network. I read a review of it before we went to see it. I saw it with my best friend Emily in high school.
Were you like 15?
Yeah, I thought I was a senior, but I guess I was a sophomore. I remember Black Swan because it was like so dark and
that
edgy,
was a big
and I
movie.
Was like just getting into that kind of like age group. I remember my mom let me stay up late one night because my brother was in a really good mood and Forrest Gump was coming on TV like right at my bedtime, and she let us stay up and watch it because it was like such an iconic film that I'd never seen.
Oh, how funny.
It must be nice to be young and remember stuff.
I know. I'm like what, I mean, what like, is she talking about?
No, it's just kind of
she
crazy.
Remembered, like, that was in high school. I did this.
No, she, and honestly, she nailed a bunch of the years, too. So that's, it was impressive.
We've got one person with memory.
I love young people. Scared of them.
You've watched all the Gilmore Girls, too, haven't you?
Oh, several times.
My daughter's just plowing through that.
I'm so
she
happy
loves
for
it
her.
So much. I can't believe it.
When she finishes, I'll have to get her opinions on which of Rory's boyfriends is her favorite.
Oh.
There was something happening on the show while I was making her lunch over the weekend, and it triggered a thought in my head and I blurted it out, and then I realized I just like painted myself into a corner and was like, I got to get out of this. But there was something on the show was very sort of questionable in terms of like subject matter. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at my daughter and she's got a blank face. And I go, have you had any sex ed yet? And she goes, no. And I go, do you know how babies are made? And she goes, no. And I go, and I was just about to start telling her stuff.
What a can of worms you opened up.
And
what
I go,
God, what is wrong with you?
I got to talk to your mom, and then we'll figure out when we're going to sit you down and tell you some things. Because
isn't she in Catholic school?
She's in she's in church school. Okay. I don't know. I think it's Christian, but I don't.
That would make sense that they wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't make sense. I really believe strongly kids should have sex education.
Agreed.
You know.
Yes, 100.
That happened the one time by like, divine intervention. All the other times, something happens.
And it was a dude.
Right.
Just so we're clear. Conversation though. Wow.
Because
she did not pick up what got put down. You heard it and went, do you know what that is?
Well, I looked at her and I could see the just.
I didn't understand that.
My dad's there, right here. No, I had to go and open my yapper.
Well, it is important to start that combo.
But now I know, and now I know something needs to happen there.
Yeah.
So
talking with kids, part of the job.
Gotta.
The hard subjects. Gotta do
it. And I told the missus, and she's like, what are you doing? I go, I don't know, but I believe strongly. So you either do it or you're good, or I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And I would say, is she fourth grade?
She is fifth grade.
Oh. And she's almost done with fifth grade. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
She's at that age. In fifth grade was the first time I got asked out. Will you go out with me? Like, you know, like, what did that even mean? We're in fifth grade.
No, she's of an age that it needs to happen. So, you know, the missus can either be mad that I've done it and didn't do it correctly, or the missus can do it.
Mm. There's got to be a YouTube video on how to do it. Maybe you can just hook her up with that.
I don't mind doing it. I actually think that this is, I believe very strongly in open conversations.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to try to encourage anything in terms of activity wise, but
she should know about it.
She should know about it. And I also think there's those milestones should
questions.
Be normal. Like, yes. You know, a kiss. It's not a big deal. I'm not like, oh my God, I'm going to die. My little girl. Like,
but look for cold sores. But, you know,
be careful.
Why not talk
yes,
about that?
Absolutely.
That's all. Let her ask some questions and make her very scared. That's your job as her dad.
Let's hope. I'm hoping that Mama jumps in.
Mm. Oh, so you think you guys will do it together, or you're saying you think she'll just
I'll do
take
it,
it
with
over?
Her, but I think that there are some other things that should come from a woman's perspective, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care. I'll tell it.
Here's what I know about it.
I'll tell her everything.
This is what Mrs. Olivera told me.
It's not
going to
be candy coated. I'll tell you that right now. So it's, you know, if Mom wants it to go smoothly.
Mm. Post and ghost. It's exactly what you think it is. Carrie Underwood says this is what she does. Social media technique she learned from Joe Rogan.
Mm.
You post and then you just don't ever look at it again. Now, when you're Carrie Underwood or Joe Rogan and you post and 5 zillion people read your post and you don't care what they think. You're just going on with your life. And also, you didn't post it like someone on your team did. And it's just a cute picture of you or whatever. It's easy to say that I posted something and then I never looked at it again. The rest of us, that's not how it works. You post it and then you look at it all the time. And you're like, oh, I did post something. Let me see if there's been any response to that. Let me see if I got some likes. Or maybe your notifications are on. You see, you know, you start to see some hearts or something. So this... take this with a grain of salt. This is Carrie Underwood, giant megastar, saying it's really important when you think about social media that you realize it's not the real world. It took me a long time to be secure enough in myself to be like, do I care if somebody doesn't like my hair today? Or is this thing I sang or how I sang it? I don't care. I'm 42 years old. I got 2 kids. I'm trying to raise to be good humans. I'm just out there doing the best I can. So if I want to post something, I'm just going to do it and leave it there.
I think she's right.
Well, she is right. It's just good luck doing that.
Well, I think
normies.
That I've mentioned this before. I believe very strongly that if you are an artist that can stay off social media, then you should. But social media has become such an important
tool,
complement and tool to your fame that you need to post, but you can't engage in that. Like every person. Every comment can't change the way you think or the way you make art. It can't influence that at all. And you put yourself in a situation where the guy that says, that sucks to everything that's ever happened in the history of the internet, that guy can't get in your head and change the way you make art. That guy's doing that because he knows a 13-year-old boy is going to go, that's so funny. That's hysterical.
I'll follow that guy.
I love when that guy says, that sucks. That's my favorite bit. That sucks.
He's so good at commenting.
You suck. You're the worst. I love that bit. Like, you can't be involved in having your art be affected by, you know, I don't know.
Joe Schmoes.
Corky right. in the basement at you know, in Iowa.
I know I'm going to say. It's going to really piss her off. And then she's going to like be so sad and depressed. And she probably won't write any more songs like that anymore. Let's go. Let's do this thing.
I think in general.
Internet commando.
There are a lot of people that are great and nice. And I bet most of the stuff she posts, there's a zillion compliments.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely shouldn't listen to Corky in Iowa.
Yeah. That is correct.
If you can't manage your emotions, based on the reactions to what you post.
We all think that our skin is thicker than it actually is.
Then don't look. Yeah. And so good for her.
Your skin's thick until somebody starts actually like sticking things. Like, oh, turns out I can be stabbed. That's weird. At the box office this weekend, just quickly, I'll do this. Thunderbolts. They say it's very solid. $76 million opening. Alec Baldwin's Rust, on the other hand, I've got it. Let's see. It's down here at, I think it's like 25th place. Oh, sorry, 27th place. It's its first week out. And let's try to play a mini game. How much money did Rust make in its opening weekend?
$5 million.
I'm going to say $4 million.
I'll say six.
$25,000.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was in a somewhat limited release. It wasn't in 3,000 movie theaters. But yeah, to think that a movie that made $25,000 is still in the top 30, though, is sort of like, huh.
Is it available for rental?
I don't know.
I thought that that was one that came out available for rental the same day that it went into movie theaters. And it's certainly a movie that if you were going to watch it, you might be better off at home with it.
Yeah, the movie Rust is available for streaming on various platforms.
Yeah, oh. I bet that that's well, where, you like, you're not going out to see
you
that.
Get it on Amazon.
Elena Hutchins' mother and sister encourage you to see Rust. They say this is the movie she died doing.
Yeah,
I watched my daughter's stunning film twice. I was so happy for the success of my daughter because it was filmed so beautifully. I would want everyone to watch it because it was the dream of my daughter and she would want people to see it. And she goes on to, because she's her mom and she lost her. It's heartbreaking. So yeah, that's 25 grand in theaters. People went, I'll press play at home if I do that at all. Did you say where it's streaming? Is it like
Prime and Apple TV, that's, you know, right. Wherever you can rent movies. It's only $6.99 rental.
Oh, it's not a free stream.
No. You got to pay for it.
I wonder if they count those rental streams in the overall take. Probably not, huh? This seems like it's just...
No, this is just box. Okay. It's usually just box office. Yeah.
All right, Vince, what's coming up in the news?
A story 60 years in the making after these. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything that we talked about on the show. It's all up on the Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bottle Rock Tickets. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the first taste of summer, presented by Jam Sellers, is right around the corner. And all this week, we have your last chance at winning 3-day general admission tickets.
Sig.
Listen at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605 for the keyword. Text the keyword to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock on May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley.
Sweet.
It's a rad event. You want to go. I mean, you might be like, well, it seems like a lot. It is, but it's totally worth it.
You will love it.
You are going to have so much fun.
It's a ball.
And then you're going to see me there. You're going to be all, oh my God, that's the guy. And I'll be like, hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Oh,
fist bump. Yeah. I've taken that on as like, this is our way to be close without fully
exchanging germs.
Right. It's Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Thank you so much. Happy
also,
Cinco de Mayo to you.
This week, the TSA wants you to know that if you don't have a real ID, you got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a problem.
Big news, 60 years in the making. Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for it?
President Donald Trump says he is directing his government to reopen and expand Alcatraz. The notorious former prison on a hard-to-reach California island off the coast here of San Francisco has been closed for over 60 years. I mean, other than people going to visit and get a look around. And
there's still
tours.
Yeah.
In his post, he wrote, For too long, America has been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeat criminal offenders, the dregs of society who will never contribute anything other than misery and suffering. When we were a more serious nation in times past, we did not hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals and keep them far away from anyone they could harm. That's the way it's supposed to be, and that is why today I am directing the Bureau of Prisons, together with the Department of Justice, FBI, and Homeland Security, to reopen a substantially enlarged and rebuilt Alcatraz to house America's most ruthless and violent offenders. Alcatraz is back in business, everyone. The prison was closed in 1963 due to crumbling infrastructure and the high cost of repairing.
Yeah, it's a teardown. So
supplying the island facility.
It's going to be expensive.
Because everything from fuel to food had to be brought by boat.
Yeah. Aww.
Bringing the facility up to modern day standards would require a massive investments. So it'll be interesting to see if this is...
just like so weird, the things that he picks and focuses on. Like, what? Wait, what?
I actually do
What are you doing, man?
The idea that there's communication. So I'm not on Truth Social and I don't follow any of this because I can't stand it. But yeah. But okay. So there it is. He posts it and it seems weird that a president would just, you know, be tapping away
randomly
on his phone.
Throwing ideas out there.
But okay. There it is. Yeah. Alcatraz, back in business, baby.
Great. So, yep.
Now.
Yes.
His other department, where they look at, you know, what things cost and cut things, they may actually look at this and go, that's the dumbest. Like, we can't. Yeah. That is not cost efficient.
Right.
That.
Yeah. We'll just take all those 20,000 salaries.
It's a bad idea. So we'll see if it becomes, I don't know, but.
Yeah.
Trump says he'll reopen Alcatraz prison for America's most ruthless and violent offenders. We're back, baby.
Okay. Yay. Just try to keep a positive attitude.
The lottery.
Oh, yes.
Is a lottery in that. You may be the nicest person in the world. You might help old ladies across the street.
Yeah.
You might take in dogs from dog jail.
Sure.
You might help friends get married or propose on the beach, even though you have things of your own to be doing. Who knows?
Right.
How nice you are.
Nice person. Help a friend move.
No amount of built-up karma, though, is going to hand you a big lottery winning.
Until it does.
There's a 50-year-old man in Kentucky named James Farthing. He just won $167.3 million in a Powerball jackpot. James is an ex-convict. He's splitting the award with his 77-year-old mother. So maybe he's changed. On Tuesday, one day after getting his check, James was arrested after a fight broke out at an oceanfront hotel where he was staying in Florida. James had punched at least one other guy.
Oh, boy.
When the sheriff's deputies stepped in to break it up, James kicked the cop in the face. Now, I don't know if he was going for the cop or he's going for the other guy.
Did James forget he just won the lottery?
Cop was dazed and bruised. They say he'll be okay. James was arrested for felony battery on a law enforcement officer and two misdemeanor counts. He's even in deeper trouble because the arrest violates his parole, so he's in jail. Just won the lottery.
Well, and he'll have some money to bribe his way out of that. That'll be. How does $1 million sound? $5 million sounds better. You got it. I have 167 of those.
It's so unfortunate that someone who...
Yeah. Why does a loser get to win that? And all the nice people don't get to win that. Like, where's the single mom or the single dad, you know, struggling with the three kids or, you know, some terrible decimating illness just like took the whole family down.
You know where they are?
Where?
They're running late to get somewhere and don't have time to stop at the mini mart for that lottery ticket that they wanted to buy and they forgot, or they, that's where they are. They didn't get a ticket.
They're making
they're
the right
busy.
Decisions. They're not wasting their money on the lottery. This guy, he wins 167 mil. He's going to split it with his 77-year-old mom.
And finds himself in a fight in a parking lot outside a motel.
And can't be like, you guys, listen, I just won the lottery. I'm just not going to fight anymore. Like, go stay at the plaza. What are you doing in some, like, seaside motel? Stop it.
That's where his people are, Sarah.
Yeah, you know what? That's the thing. We've all got people.
When you're driving on a... This next story is one of those that I have seen this problem in our fine city of San Francisco and everywhere. I drive a lot.
Yes.
I'm around.
Okay.
I commute a long way. And I see this and I don't know what has gotten into people. I don't want to shake them, but I want to shake them.
Mm.
Wake up. What is wrong with you?
Who are we shaking? I don't understand what we're shaking yet. What are these people doing to you, Vinny?
It's the person that misses their exit and stops.
Oh.
And says, I'm going to back up and then I'm going to get off. Because we don't know that we can just go to the next exit and turn around.
It takes so long, though. Ugh.
And we're not all following maps to begin with. Like, you have someone in your car telling you where to turn.
And sometimes it's your car. Like, it will let it take you where you're supposed to. You suck at driving and directions. That is one of the single most dangerous things you ever see on the highway. And we've all seen it.
And it's not just that. Like, I have a couple so dumb intersections in my life. Like, those ones where you just, like...
I dread this one every time I see
it. How did you guys not just say, you know what? We got to bulldoze this whole area and start over.
Mm.
We can't have multiple directions and one stop in the middle.
There can't be 16 different ways that the lights
face. And then this person and this... Maybe a left is here. Is that okay? No? Oh. Because no one knows that. Like, it's just I have a few of those. There's one here in the city where one lane is right turn only. Two lanes are right turn onto this freeway on ramp. And one lane over there is straight.
Mm.
You will find someone trying to go straight from every one of those turn lanes every time.
Mm.
They just...
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. And it's where
it's marked.
Someone
it's
that worked
on
this show, his name's Bryn. His wife got in an accident right there. Mm. That was the spot. I know the spot well, and I watch every single time I'm there. Mm. I watch someone either in my rearview mirror or in front of me. And they just, instead of, whoops, I've put myself in the wrong lane. I have to keep going now, and I'll fix it later.
Right.
Nope. They're going to figure it out.
Nope, I can't do that. I'm
click their blinker and just start waiting. Hit their brakes and be like, I'm getting over. You got to let me because I'm not going to move.
Right.
Where is the...
Well, if you haven't gotten the highway yet, I can actually see that. I don't want to get on the highway. I'm going right over there.
You're not.
The wrong lane. But listen, if you're on the highway, you got to suck it up. There's no backing up on the highway. You are not a good enough driver to be trusted to back up along the breakdown lane. To get back to your exit.
When you're driving on a major interstate and you miss your exit, do you A, keep driving and get off on the next one, or B, come to a complete stop on the road, cause a crash, and then drive away?
That's what most people do.
Right. The Ohio Department of Transportation posted a video from last week of a red van coming to a complete stop on an interstate after apparently missing their exit. They seem to be waiting for the right lanes to clear so they can make a last second right turn to cross over and go back.
Well, that's not how highways work, really.
In the meantime, a couple cars stop behind them and a van slams into those cars, causing a multi-car pileup.
Oh,
the original red van was spared. They surely saw and heard the accident they caused, but... They made a turn down the exit and drove away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
And the van just...
And...
Gets off on the freeway.
Still takes the exit. Still crosses over and gets off the road.
And leaves. The accident that they just caused.
Cincinnati. Oh, geez, that is a massive accident.
Yeah. I'll put that up on the Facebook site. Yeah, I saw this week and I was like, oh.
It is one of the things that you just can't. You can, where, when, where in the world does that make any sense to you? And they know what they did too. Oh, yeah. So I hope they get this person.
Yeah, me too.
It doesn't sound like anyone was, you know, killed or seriously injured, but the driver of the red van hasn't been identified yet. The police are trying to figure out who they are so they can be charged with everything.
A hit and run. I mean, that's at least a cause and run.
Anything. Throw the book at him.
Take him out.
Throw the book at him.
The airport's right there. Of course. They've already escaped Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Or Dayton or whatever it is. Oh, boy. That sucks. Look at the traffic on the other side, though. I would be like, I don't know. I don't think I can go up to the next. That traffic's all backed up on the other side. I'm just going to cause a massive accident here and take my exit.
I just can't. And then just drives away.
Yeah. When you're driving, paying attention is like a really important piece of that. You know, where am I? Where do I go? We've all got the phones now. I mean, okay, maybe some people don't have the phones, but. You know, check into the phones. They're very helpful. They'll yell at you.
I just want you, if you found yourself in the wrong spot, just keep going and turn around.
Just
keep going and turn around. Remind yourself, keep going, turn around.
You'll be fine. Keep going. You'll get there.
You're
going
to kill people with this behavior. I'm telling you.
I'm late for my flight, though. That was the airport exit.
By the way, speaking of killing people.
Oh, goodness. What are we doing?
These e-bikes are so frightening the way the kids are riding them now. I'm really at a point where I don't know what to do in terms of just, I love seeing a kid ride a wheelie on an e-bike, like, or whatever, like someone who's having the time of their life. I think it's great. But they are going to get, like, what's it going to take? A major accident where someone dies, where then they go, kids can't be on these things.
In my area, they're trying to put some big
rules. They're trying to figure it out. Yeah,
but honestly, it's like they feel more, because they're electric, people aren't like, that's a motorized vehicle, but it is a motorized vehicle.
I don't see anyone pedaling them. No one's out for a ride.
You don't need I got a little thumb thing, right? It's very much it's a danger. There's like 5 kids on this. I swear to God, you can't believe how many kids they can fit on one of these bikes. And, you know, one of them has a helmet on, maybe. And they only put it on to move it out of the way for the other kids to jump on there.
Someone's got to do something, or it's... And the parents, I guess, just go, well, they asked for it.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And it's all the other kids have them.
Did your kids have them?
No, but my kids weren't... They do... I have enough that we go on those things, but my kids aren't really kids anymore.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't...
But they didn't have them when they were kids.
No. Well, when did we first, those very first ones that Specialized did?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember, but I remember riding it. Yeah. I don't remember the date.
It wasn't that long ago, though, maybe 10 years ago.
But the technology from the first Specialized one, which was, I think, I want to say that was a $10,000 bike or something like that.
It was really expensive.
Beautiful and early technology.
Fully integrated, like a beautiful bike.
They've since become super affordable and everywhere.
Yeah. And people are buying kits and just making their acoustic bikes into electric bikes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Pat does that.
Specialized, their first e-bike came out, the Turbo, in 2012.
Oh.
That's got to be
the
one. I bet
that's when we saw it.
Wow, that's a long time.
Hey, Specialized.
You still got pals over there?
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't spoken to anybody, but...
It has been a pandemic.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Maddie, and Bob. I will be attending Friday's live show.
Yay.
Is it okay if I bring a present of cookies and pastries from my favorite bakery for the radio show?
I feel like that would be fine. Is there a breakfast being served? I wouldn't want someone to...
I don't want to say yes, but it's been requested. So okay.
Bring it away. Go ahead. Bring it. Bring everything. You're going to make friends there too. Like everyone there will be a Sarah and Vinny fan. So you sit down to any table where there's room. Let's just start yakking it up. I mean talking. I don't mean yakking on tables. Don't do that.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it is a casino.
415 says, my brother drives an 18-wheeler and says so many people will cut in front of him and then hit their brakes as they get off the freeway, not understanding that he is carrying thousands of pounds of cargo and cannot brake that fast. Yeah, that is.
Those truck drivers. Like a truck accident is always bad.
Yeah.
But the jackknifing and the turning.
Well, and
over
the weight. The weight.
Oh, boy.
Vinny, I saw this exact thing happen on Highway 24 when someone missed the Highway 13 ramp. They were in the third lane.
It's your old hood.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I lost it. It moved on me, you son of a. I don't mean you guys. I mean this.
You're texting so fast that it's moving out of its way.
I'll have to go back and find it later.
Still, though, who hasn't seen that? Some idiot who just stops on the highway. I didn't realize that guy was not. He wasn't even in the turn lane. It's like he just saw the word airport and went, oh, I'm all the way over here, but I'm going to stop here and get back over there.
707 has the one good kid on an e-bike. My 18-year-old has an e-bike. He's been riding it for years, 3 years. He uses it as a form of transportation from home to school, and he's safe. And he doesn't do stupid stuff. It's all in the parenting. Yeah. Parents need to educate their kids.
I bet that your kid is great, but I will say that the kids who are around them and go, yeah, no, I don't want to walk there. Get me on your bike. Like, I don't know. There are packs of these kids just running around.
Everybody thinks their kid's different.
Everybody does think their kid's different.
Well.
They're not.
Some of them are.
Mine totally are. Yeah, I mean, come
they're
on.
All terrible.
Let's be real.
Except for Vinny's kids.
Yeah. My kids were terrible. I know. I always knew they were up to no good.
Bring them to the brewery.
Yeah. Just run around, kids.
Listen to
Mommy
this.
Mommy needs a beer.
650 says, Vinny, when I was done telling my fifth grade son how babies were made, he looked horrified and asked if dad threw up after.
Yacked on the table. Oh, all right, coming up, the newest facial problem you're going to need to battle.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.